The knife, fork, and spoon.
And if you have more than one knife, you have
two knives.
Okay.
Yes. And sometimes an iced teaspoon.
Yeah. If the dishes are all dirty, you say it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper.
I'll have to wash the dishes.
Okay. And what do you do to get the soap off?
I rinse them in hot water.
So you might say she washed the dishes.
She washed the dishes.
Or if she was
scalded the dishes.
And to get the soap off, she's what?
Rinsed.
Okay. And what do you call the piece of cloth that you dry the dishes with?
Call it dish towel.
Okay. Or do you have a term for something that you just remove food particles with? That's also.
Well, I have what you call a Danny Does It, a little special pad that you can't even buy out of the store, and we have to order them for the company.
Okay.
And we call them Danny Does It, and they really will clean it out, too.
Okay, what do you use for your face, if it's, speaking of cloth-like materials? Yeah.
You mean Kleenex?
No.
Well.
To wash.
Oh, to wash. I use a washcloth.
Okay, and to dry with, a larger
towel.
Okay, and what do you call the metal thing that you turn when you want water?
A faucet.
Okay, and if it's outside, does it have a different name? Like you've got one in the tub and one in the sink and one out front. Do they have the same names?
We call it hydrant, don't we?
Okay,
outside.
Right. Now, in the winter, a lot of people have to wrap them up, and if you forgot to, maybe what would happen?
It'd freeze.
Okay, and then
I wrap mine.
And then what would happen? If it freezes, what happens to the pipes?
Burst the pipes.
Okay. And what do you call them?
A lot of people say bust. That's
a
country expression.
A large wooden container, and usually has metal rims around it, and sometimes pickles or crackers were kept in a store.
Oh, a barrel?
Okay.
Cracker barrel or pickle barrel?
There's a measurement for lard or molasses. I don't know if you've heard that.
Is there a measure?
It usually, let's see, what did molasses come in when you used to buy it?
I've helped make them, I mean.
If you bought it, what quantity would you buy it in? Like you say, I'd like a molasses.
Oh, a pint would be all I'd want.
Have you ever heard the word stand as a measurement?
Stand?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't believe I have.
If you want to transfer some liquid from one container to another and you're not sure you can pour it without missing
usually you get a funnel.
Okay. And if you have
if you're filling cans,
right.
Canning, while you get a little, I'll say, where's my canner? And it's a little old thing that, it's not just exactly like a funnel, because it's got a great big mouth on it, and it just fits right down over the jars.
If you have
I guess it would be called a funnel, too.
If you have a horse and you want him to get going, you might use an instrument with
a whip.
Okay. And most of the containers you have when you go to the grocery store are made out of
plastic.
What do they put all the food in that you carry home? It's brown.
Oh, plastic. I mean brown bags.
Okay,
uh-huh.
And what's the bag
that
made out of?
Well, it's made out of pipe.
Okay. And another word for...
My uncle used to call it paper pogue.
Wait, paper what?
Pogue.
Oh, really?
Paper poke, you know, he meant paper poke, but
but
it's pogue, he'd say.
Well, a lot of times you
I call him paper bags.